We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Our sports director and from 93.7 The Fan, Jeff Hathorne, has been covering the Steelers, and only 17 teams, as I understand it, in NFL history have gone 10-0, Jeff. So significant. But as Ben says, he doesn't want perfect. He wants Lombardis. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I was thinking this team ought to disband because they were trailing after the first quarter. Some of the things I was reading on Twitter, that they should just stop the season and not even try. You know, it's a lost cause.
What is it with people? It's unbelievable. Huh. They're 10-0, and I heard someone say, "This is the worst undefeated team I've ever seen." What are they talking about?
It's crazy because, you know, the other thing is, if any year that fans should just enjoy every game and every win because you don't know if you're going to get one next week, it's this year. I mean, it's a pandemic year and the Steelers are 10-0. Now, it's a minority of fans that are getting so worked up. But, man, those people just need to relax. They won 27-3 against another NFL team. And you know what? Jacksonville, yes, they had lost 8 in a row. But if you look at their results, they had been in almost all of those games with the exception of one. So this wasn't a horrible Jacksonville team that they went down and just took care of business against.
No. I mean, they played the Packers toe-to-toe, and the Packers proved to be good again. They won yesterday. And Ben Roethlisberger says, you know, I'm glad I don't have to face my own defense.
They're fun to watch. I mean, they're getting turnovers for us. I hate that, you know, we turned the ball over once today. That's on me. Obviously, it didn't hurt us, but still, it's not fun. But the turnover differential, the way they get after the quarterbacks, I mean, it's just so much fun to watch them play.
Why do you think, Jeff, it is that Ben Roethlisberger nationally doesn't get much credit? I mean, and we talked about Chris Sims. Who'd he play for? The top 10 midseason didn't even include Ben, that which was silly, or Tom Brady for that matter. Why do you suppose Ben just doesn't get any love nationally when clearly he's a first ballot Hall of Famer and a two-time Super Bowl champ? And look what he's done.
Yeah, because he's not the next generation. He's not, you know, the sexy new guy, you know, on the scene. He doesn't do things that wow you a lot of times like Patrick Mahomes. Listen, I have no problem with saying Patrick Mahomes is the best player in the game. You know, I watched it again last night. The guy is spectacular. But to not even give Ben credit, not put him in the top 10 is just asinine. I mean, if you don't think Roethlisberger is a top 10 quarterback, then you don't know football. You know stats maybe, but you don't know football. It's like all the people in the other side of the Commonwealth that will say they would rather have Carson Wentz. Well, you know what? Have Carson Wentz. We'll keep Ben. We'll be fine. You can keep saying whatever you're saying. But I think, you know, the good thing is all of that, he's not going to say it as much as he would in the past, but that all fuels him. And you know what? When you're going through a season, you need as much fuel as you can get. So keep fueling him.
I remember they asked Dan Marino years ago, what's a good game for a quarterback? And he said, that's easy. One, you win. Period. So that's the only stat in the end that actually matters.
And Dan, I love Dan because I remember when he was once asked, what's the dumbest question you've been ever asked? And he said, that one.
That was it. You just asked it. Meanwhile, they're perfect in the only place that matters. Yet you have Baltimore coming here, and Baltimore lost a heartbreaker yesterday in overtime. And what was going on with John Harbaugh and the Tennessee Titans? There's some bad blood there, and it appeared after the game that Harbaugh didn't want to shake hands with Titans head coach Mike Vrabel. He kind of shrugged him off.
So pregame, some of the Titans were dancing on the or walking or demonstrating on the Ravens logo. And Harbaugh came over to kind of break that up, and then there was some talk between Harbaugh and one of the Titans players, and then Vrabel got involved. Now, the one other thing to mention, this might be only a minor thing, but Mike Vrabel played at Ohio State. Harbaugh's family is very tight with Michigan. His brother, obviously, is the head coach there. I always wonder if something is just kind of shot across the bow that way. You know, sometimes old college rivalries, you know, die hard. I'll say this for John Harbaugh. I think he's one of the best coaches in the game. He will have his team ready. They're normally a very resilient team, so I would expect a fired-up Baltimore team coming in Thursday. And you know what? They're now looking up at the Browns, so they got to get something going, or they could find themselves watching the postseason this year.
Well, they've lost four games already, and they really need this game. I would say it's a must-win for Baltimore against the Steelers Thursday to stay in any kind of at least division title contention, right?
Think of it this way. If the Steelers beat Baltimore on Thursday, Baltimore has no chance of winning the AFC North. None. And it wouldn't even be December yet. So that will tell you where it's at.
And, Jeff,
because the Steelers would owe the tiebreakers.
You mentioned, you know, the Steelers, even though they're 10-0, they play like they got a chip on their shoulder, and I like that.
I do, too. What I really like is the way they turn people over. They're forcing turnovers. I mean, that's a 10-3 game yesterday. Alo-Alo gets his hand up, and, you know, Minkah Fitzpatrick intercepts it near the goal line and runs it back. And the Steelers go down and score, make it 17-3. That was a huge play in this game, and the defense finds a way. You know, people think that some of the defenses in the past never gave up any yards. One of the things with Dick LeBeau's defenses is that he would bend, and then once they got into the red zone, they were dominant. It's a similar thing with this group. You know, they'll give up some yards, but, man, when they need to make a play or they need a turnover, they get it done.
And before you go, Jeff, one of the things I want fans to know about this season that's unlike any other is they've added a playoff team, which, by the way, the Steelers would have made the playoffs the last 2 years under this new scenario. But there's only one team that's going to get a bye. And the Steelers have a very good chance to get that bye. And how important would that be this year?
Now, that would be huge, especially given the fact that the bye week was moved. So they have 13 straight weeks they play until the end of the regular season. If they could get that bye, I don't know if they would ever have needed a bye more than they would need it at that point, just to be rested. And you know what? Kansas City had a last-second win last night, unfortunately, for the Steelers, and they're nipping at the heels. So, you know, if the Steelers falter, and that's why I am in the group of I don't think a loss is the worst thing to refocus everything, and maybe it takes a little pressure off of that 16-0 season. But, man, any stumble, and the Chiefs are ready to pounce. So, yeah, it's huge. Now, things could change. They have another format which would give no team a bye week going into the postseason if they have to move some games around. So let's hope on multiple levels that we don't see cancellations in the NFL like we've seen in college.
How many eyes do you think will be on the Steelers-Ravens at 8 o'clock, 8:20 is the kick on NBC Thursday, since a lot of people will not be going to Grandma's house? He'll be sitting there going, oh, let's watch the Steelers game.
Yeah, I'm going to say Steelers-Ravens is greater than tryptophan.
Amen. Well, Jeff, happy Thanksgiving to you. Great job, and we'll talk to you soon.
Same to you, Larry.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand.
Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.